Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, this is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show. Really glad to be with you. You know we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but as bad as things are getting, I should probably change that phrase to 1 million minds at a time, because we got a lot of work to do to free us from our oppressors. And this show we have in this particular segment is no different. We're going to free the mind from your previously held false beliefs on a number of topics. Our guest for this segment will be Ronnie McMullen. And you know Ronnie from GetTheTea.com. A lot of you are customers of Ronnie. And before we go, we'll let you know a little bit more about the product line. It's fantastic. And he just sent me a bunch of stuff. And I know I'm going to be healthier tomorrow when I delve into this. Ladies and gentlemen, Ronnie McMullen and I have covered a lot of topics, but we have never talked about this one. We're going to get into the mysteries of Romania, and it's something that I kind of found out about through the back door when I was invited to be on a Romanian talk show, and we will get into that. Ronnie, thanks for joining us. I'm really glad you could be with us, and I'm looking forward to this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Romania, let me back up here, and I'll just say this. One of the things I did professionally was I used to teach these college classes to elite high school students. I taught three of them, then I go off and do my thing. And this community I was in had a very strong Romanian contingent. And the stories these people would tell me, not just about Ceausescu and how brutal he was, and he was really Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Mao Zedong rolled into one, but there was some real mystery stuff. And I mean mystery, like in science fiction stuff that you wouldn't ordinarily believe, but these people held these beliefs. And so, Ronnie, when we were talking about this, you kind of had the same information, and I thought it'd be fun to delve into this. So what was your introduction to the fact that Romania might be different than any other place on the planet?
Well, I had the pleasure of interviewing Peter Moon, and it was funny when I first had him on the show. This is many years ago. When I first had him on the show, he really stretched me. I mean, we're talking about a super stretch. We're talking about Rubber Band Man. So I had him on the show, and he says, "Well, I want to thank you for having me on the show." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I got that a lot." But he said, "Because nobody does." And I said, "Really? How come?" He says, "Subject matter." And he was talking about the tunnels underneath the Sphinx in Romania. And he wrote about it and he went over there many times. And there is a huge influence of government presence, our government presence, their government presence. Our government presence, just so you know, overrides it. Black ops, of all things, the Masons, the Mormons, there's a lot, and it's kind of a fight for the information, or the fight for who's going to divvy out the information or keep it under complete gridlock silence. So I was kind of amazed by it, and I was amazed about the technology that they talked about. And so that was something that made me kind of, and it was different than, you know, obviously with my UFO show, I had a lot of people, a lot of guests, and this was odd. This was different. And I was like, well, if it's not true, it's not true. But this guy was, it wasn't like, hey, I'm just edging to get a story out. This guy was like going, I'm just telling you this is what is real. So it was very interesting.
What was your biggest takeaway from what he told you?
Takeaway. I would say the biggest takeaway as far as a stretch, like had a hard time, was when he talked about Christ. And he knew at the time I was pretty pretty heavy into organized religion at the time, and he was not offensive at all. But he let me know, you know, he invited me to come to Romania. And he says, you know, we do tours and I go there and, you know, I take a select few. Would you like to go? And of course I interviewed him two or three times, and he's not, you know, he's not a guy that you're going to be buddy pals with, but he was a guy that I think just wanted to tell the truth. And, so the big takeaway was when he talked about some issues on Christ, and again, it was not coming against it or anything. And I just said, well, in your findings, is Christ real? He said, yes. I said, really? Okay, cool. We're on the same page. He says, probably not. he said, let me just put it to you this way. What they found does not line up with what you read.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. So he didn't come against, but he didn't, you know, say, oh, everything you're reading is yippee-yay, you know. So it was, and you know, a lot of people get offended. But I heard too much leading up to that about different issues with Christ, different issues of organized religion, and there's a power play. And, you know, the Catholic Church, you look at the vault, and, you know, everything's in the vault. And I should say not everything's in the vault. Everything that's super important, that's in the vault. Where it's not available to us, we'll say. It's available to them. And that's because it empowers the people. But here's the thing I think is cool, not to get off track here, but here's the thing that I think is really awesome. So the information that is probably in the Catholic vault that we're not allowed to see, and the different scriptures, the different writings of old that never made it into the canon of scripture, that is going to come out anyway. And it's not going to come out because somebody broke into the vault or somebody went to Romania, because you can't keep the truth locked up in a prison cell. It will break away. And so there's a lot of stuff going on right now with people being healed, self-healing and everything else, that's changing the course of everything. And I think it has to do with some of the stuff that's probably locked away in the Catholic vault, or some of the stuff that, you know, I learned about underneath the Sphinx in Romania. And it's in fact, some of the stuff that I read about in Romania lines up with what's being done today in self-healing. So I think it's kind of funny. I mean, because the people that are kind of spearheading the whole self-healing regime, I don't think they've been to Romania. They never talk about go to Romania or learning anything that's underground or secret or anything else. They've kind of stumbled upon it. So I don't know. It's a fascinating subject, and you know, I love subjects like that.
Well, one of my takeaways from talking to young people from Romania that reflected their parents' legends they told them was the I'm trying to say this without sounding like I've fallen off the deep end and landed on my head, but it would be two things. One, past civilization proof underground in Romania, advanced civilization. And the other would be the possibility of ET contact and influence in that society. And the stories they told were incredible. Did you cross paths with any of those subjects when you interviewed this person?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very extraterrestrial. Very superhuman. I don't even know how to calibrate, because, you know, we say ET. You know, we say grays, we have all these, you know, the Nordics, you know, we have all these, how do I say it? You know, where you put it in a slot, and I'm not sure how to slot that. What they found underground is definitely advanced technology. Absolutely. Without a doubt. In fact, there were certain lines in the cave that if they crossed a line, they wouldn't just die. They'd disintegrate. So there were things in the cave that you just kind of knew, you know, a lot of the guards knew, don't pass this line. And you think about it and you go, man, that sometimes kind of runs in line with, you know, Bible stories, you know, where the priest would walk into the Holy of Holies and, and they'd die. And they'd pull them back. You know, they'd always wrap a rope around their ankle so they could pull them out because everybody's too scared to go into the Holy of Holies because they could die. So there's certain lines that these guys would literally disintegrate, just gone. But what they found was things that, you know, the history of the world up until, I think, the time of Christ, and then it kind of goes blank. It's almost like you need another DVD or something. So it was very strange. And at the time, my mind was kind of semi-closed. I mean, I was open, obviously had a UFO show, but it was like, okay, I've got my organized religion over here, and I've got my ancient aliens over here, and I got my, you know, I put everything in its slot, you know. And if you're really going to be a seeker of the truth, you can't do that. You cannot analyze. Analyze kills the spiritual realm. And a lot of the times when I would interview people about aliens or extraterrestrials or whatever you want to call them, I'd say, are you a spiritual person? I had one time, the guy that wrote about abductees, I won't mention his name just in case it slanders him a bit, but he was always talking about abductees and writing stories about what he found and everything. And he was really good. I mean, that's why I wanted to interview him. But I asked him, I said, are you a spiritual guy? Oh man, he went off on me. Lost his cookies. How dare you ask me that? And he was angry. He was really angry. And I thought, whoa, what button did I push here? And that was not my goal. But what I always found in understanding things was, if you did not have a spiritual perspective, in other words, if you had lines drawn in the sand, that was completely destroyed as soon as you start seeking. So, and I mean, I've dealt with crop circles and many things that were just over the top that you can't explain. And if you can't explain it, it just drives people crazy that are trying to control it. They're like, oh, well, it needs to be this way, and it's happening because of this. And so I always found that the Romanian thing was kind of at the upper top of the information highway. And I thought, you know, even to the point when they asked me to go, I thought, what a great opportunity. And my wife was like, you need to go. You need to go. And I was like, there was something in me that was like, I don't know. This is way over my head. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. But there was a lot of crazy stuff when it came to the Sphinx. Absolutely.
If you were to just kind of, I don't know, condense it and put it all together, would there be a consistent theme in what's going on or has gone on in Romania?
In what way? If you're talking about government cover-up?
An agenda, yeah. And the government cover-up can be supportive of an agenda, but I'm just thinking, you know, purpose behind the goal, what they want to do.
Well, I think the purpose is they can't control what's going on in Romania. You're talking about leaders of the world in this case, and the Masonics, you know, the Masons are definitely one of those roles. The Mormon Church is one of those roles. Our Black Ops, U.S. military is one of those roles. And obviously it's in Romania. So the Romania government was one of those roles. And everybody's kind of fighting for who's going to get this information, because anti-gravity machines. I mean, there were, you know, obviously there was a table, and the table, you know, to me, a table sits 3 foot tall, 3.5 foot tall, whatever, you know, maybe 4 foot tall if you're doing one of those bar stool tables. This was a table that was 6-7 feet tall, and you would put your hand over the table and it would read your DNA. It just tell you. Oh,
you're
yeah.
Just
right there. It would tell you all about yourself in seconds just by putting your hand over the table. And this was something, and then you could also see the history of the world. And it, from what I understood, the history of the world is not like our history books. So this was a very undercover operation, and they were keeping it under extreme silence so that the population of the world would not get this, because they wouldn't understand it. And of course, we always have the upper echelons always trying to say, oh, you guys are just, you know, basically, in my opinion, they're like, you big dummies, you wouldn't understand this. We do. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to protect you. Yeah, right. No, you have an agenda somewhere, somehow you have an agenda, and you want this information because it's powerful and controlling, can be controlling. It can be very freeing too, but it was also can be very controlling in the wrong hands. And of course, the uppers is always the wrong hands.
That's very well put. That's very well put, in the wrong hands. And that's the key. Why is it that these agendas seem to end up in the wrong hands, Ronnie? I don't care what topic you're talking about. It seems like the bad guys control it.
They do. They do. And I think I'm probably going to torque a few people up, but just realize this is my opinion. I'm not telling you to carry my opinion. I'm just telling you this is my opinion. I think we're in the bowels of hell. And so when we see, you know, beautiful things, or we see, you know, gorgeous trees and lakes and mountains, we say, oh, this is beautiful. We're in paradise, you know, but I think it's really a facade, and it's really, and when you get into self-healing, if that's the route you're actually ever going to go, you start realizing realities and how there are different realities. So getting back to your question, the reality of this world is really a hellish reality. And they and them, that's who I always call it, they're in control of this hellish. And they know, you want to talk about spiritual, they and them are very spiritual. Okay. Now, not in a good way. They seem to uphold the darkness. That, you know, they're the Darth Vader of the world, and they want to keep us under that power. And we do. We stay under that power as human beings. We stay under this power, and we say, okay, they'll put, you know, prison camps, and they'll do this, and they'll kill us, and they'll, you know. And it's funny. I, you know, as you learn more and you grow, it's actually a comical thing, because they have no power over you. You give them the power to be over you. And this is what's comical. We give them the power to be in the Hollywood political realm, so that we can say, oh, yeah, well, they're going to do this, and hopefully we'll have health care, it'll be better, and it won't cost as much. We let them have all the power. We have the power if we are to understand things correctly. And it's not even an organized religion. It's far, far surpasses that. The organized religion is by they and them. They're the ones that put this thing together. So that if you did start studying and you did start understanding your maker, that you would hit this wall with organized religion, and you'd be under control of a pastor, priest, or whatever. And so it's very interesting, because there is a God. There is a superhuman God that is a very powerful source. And we're not able to tap into it because we're taught separatism in the church. So it's really, I don't want to get offline here, but it's really a wild run. And this is why they and them control us, because we allow them to control us. And if we understand the reality, the true reality, it changes the game. It is a true game changer. Am I getting off track?
I'm trying to understand how we allow it, because I try every day to not allow it.
It's correct. Correct. But we okay, you got to figure out who we is. We, you and me. That's great. But how many we are connected and they're doing nothing? I mean, let's look at your show, Freeing Enslaved Minds One at a Time. Great. One at a time. What happens when you have 5 million, 10 million, 20 million doing nothing? And you made a comment.
50 million, yeah.
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 Okay, so we have one or two people, and it's more than that, okay? It's thousands or maybe a few million that are really woke up. But most people take the attitude of, well, I know that's real, but I can't do anything about it, so... so I won't. So what do you want to do, Harry? You want to go to McDonald's? I mean, that's really where we are. And I don't mean to be rude, but most people, this is why we're sick. We're sick because we're diseased, and we're diseased most of the time. We were catching disease, not just through our chemicals and our air quality and our water quality. It's far, far deeper than that. It's in our emotional quality. And so emotion causes dis-ease. And when that takes place, so what they're finding in self-healing is when you hit the right breakers, I'll use breakers. When you hit the right breakers, your body resets and you're completely boom. If we learn this, we don't need the hospitalization. We don't need urgent care. We don't need any of that stuff. The only thing we would need them for is car accidents and stuff like that. But we would not need them for the common cold, the virus, and all this, because our body could be reset. And if we learn that, they're kind of out of business. Healthcare is toast. And if healthcare is toast, our economy would collapse and we could go on and on and on and on, because it is a reality of hell. But if you had, let's just say we followed hell in the so-called Bible, okay? We have fire and brimstone and gnashing of teeth and, oh my gosh, who would want hell? Oh my, no, screaming and yelling, ah! Right? But if you put some palm trees in there and a nice wave in the ocean and some nice hot coffee from Starbucks, that's not hellacious. It really isn't. There's no hell there. That's not bad. That's why the reality, it's like if you're going to tell a good lie, I mean a really good lie for people to believe, you can't just tell a normal lie. You can't just tell this big fat lie and everybody listens. You have to have an element of truth in the lie for it to really go forward. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And the Nazis knew that. They, you know, tell
absolutely
big enough lie often enough, people come to believe it. Why? This is
we're being told that in Hollywood. Yeah,
let me digress just for a second. I'll tell you why I don't believe this attack on the tankers, Saudi Arabia tanker, by Iran. If Iran wants to make a statement to the U.S., here's our big middle finger and this is what we think of you, they're not going to go blow up a Saudi tanker. That's a nothing event. They're going to do something big like take down the Empire State Building. I mean, that's, they'd be reaching for the stars. And I totally agree with what you're saying. If you're going to lie, if you're going to deceive, go all the way.
Yeah, you got to have a major truth in there. So this is where we have truth in some of the writings that we've been given, but there's also element of a lie. So it's basically to keep the people with zero power. Okay, and when you realize it, in some of my meditations, I have gotten such incredible clearness, more clearness than I've ever had. I go, oh, I'm on the wrong track. And I remember when I was meeting certain people and connecting to get into this realm, I was like, oh my God, you know, this guy's exhausted. This guy's this, this guy's that. And you realize, I guess when you get with somebody that's very awakened and enlightened, truly, not because they say they are, but because they really are. Number one, you get tired being around them because they wear you out and you can't comprehend it. And the second thing is you realize how you have not turned the corner yet. You've not hit the embankment yet. You've not gone around that corner because you're still dumbed down. And that's the key. This is why we have all of our electronic gadgets. People are going to go, oh, I don't like Ronnie very much at all now. But seriously, this is why the electronic gadgets, this is why we have a whole matrix of movies and TV and videos and everything else. We don't want to hear it anymore on the radio. We want to watch it. We want 3D. We want to be in it. And this is what's taking place. And you look at the AI that's coming in, artificial intelligence. They're going to bring this in, and you're going to be sitting home doing nothing, or maybe in one of their camps that they so-called build. They can build a camp in less than 24 hours that holds a million people. So, I mean, these camps that, you know, taking weeks and months to build with rock walls, it's not going to happen. Bob wire works really good. So we have, and we have the choice of allowing that or not allowing that. That's just my opinion. And everybody go, oh my gosh, he's lost his cool. But that's okay.
No. Why would you say that? I tend to agree with what you're saying here.
Well, it's because, as we were talking earlier, Dave, it's the few. It's the few that say, this is this. And really, let's put it in a fun way to understand it. There are few Jedis. But the Jedi's, what are the powers that they can do? And why is it because that's just what the gifting of the power? They have those powers because they know. K-N-O-W. They know. They have a knowledge of understanding that far surpasses the darkness. So when they know, they become the Jedis. And when you understand these things, if you can move matter, and you can. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, Dave. This is fun. So here's the thing. So, and again, in my show, I interviewed many, many people, many scientists, generals, so on and so forth. And a lot of them, this is cool. One of them, okay, I'm not going to give his name out. One of them was a general, and he was training people up with the mind, not in guns, not in shooting and how to take on five people, not in any kind of martial arts, but with the mind. Can you stop a heart with the mind? And I said, you know, and you get into things like intentionality, mm-hmm. you get into some very deep stuff, and they were dealing with Jedi stuff.
They made a movie of this general.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And this, and you know, the Men in Stare at Goats. That's, and think about that movie. If anybody's ever watched the Men in Stare at Goats, it was a joke. It was a joke movie. It was supposed to be ha ha, make you laugh. Why? They needed to put something out on the airwaves to say, we can't have people digging here. You know, this is the same thing with remote viewing. I mean, people can remote view and find stuff, and it's mind blowing. But they're using their mind, and they're connecting to the information highway. And this is all brain power. So the same brain power, and I remember clearly, because I used to interview super warriors. Super warriors could, the good ones, the ones that were strong, could heal themselves. They could take a bullet, they could literally start putting it in their mind, and they could push the metal out, and their skin would close up. And they would heal themselves right there, Johnny, on the spot. Now, that's wild stuff.
That's beyond wild. And that's something that challenges my sensibilities, too. It's not that I don't think. I mean, I do think in terms of possibilities, but that would be something, you know, show me and I'll believe it would be what I'd say.
Yeah, I think with where I'm at now, I'm totally with you, Dave. When he said that, and I was like, yeah, you're watching way too many movies. That was the first thing I thought. But then he made a comment, was very interesting, that I thought was, and he says, you know, Ronnie, they jack with your mind. So we have these incredible powers over here. But over here, we still sleep with our teddy bear. And when he said that, I was like, maybe it's possible. And when I cornered the general, I said, is it true that you can stop a goat's heart? Is it true? Well, blah, 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 blah. Is it true? Blah, 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 blah. He'd sidestep me every time. We went off air and I said, General, I want to know, is it possible? And he says, absolutely. And I said, I said, does it depend on intentionality? And he says, absolutely. You're ahead of a lot of the class.
Let me link this into another work out of the field of psychology. The Power of Intention with the late Dr. Wayne Dyer. Are you familiar with that? And if so, does it relate?
Wayne Dyer. Sounds familiar, but not off the top of my head.
He wrote a book called The Power of Intention, 8 Principles. You know, recognize, well, he said, you have to have an attitude of gratitude. You have to recognize the universe has unlimited potentials and abundance, so you're not working on a scarcity model. And he goes through all these principles, you know. He used to say things like, will you see it when you believe it, or will you believe it when you see it? Which one are you? And that really does link into intentionality, because if you believe it, then you see it. That's the intentionality part of it.
Yeah, you cannot see it first, and then no. And that's really where we get into Christianity, is they've got to see it. If they see it, then they're good to go. So they're kind of behind the curve. So you have to see it before, you have to literally, and when I say see it, you have to believe it before you see it. And that's the key to a lot of self-healing. So these guys in warfare are trained that way. There's no, I mean, that's instead of sitting around and practicing combat missions, they sit around with their minds and move objects. And when they learn this stuff, and you know, but the key is they break them down first, and that's where you have the broken Jedi. That's to me where you get the Darth Vaders.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I'm contemplating all the possibilities here. And I want to stay on this train of thought here for a minute because I do find this really interesting. I do believe a lot of it has to do with the power of the mind in terms of healing. But, you know, let me come back to this because we were talking about Romania. And if I don't say this now, we won't get it in. And I want to link my experience with yours with regard to Romania. I was contacted, gosh, I don't remember how long ago, 5 years ago maybe, and I'm guessing. Lady contacted me via email and says, I'd like to have you on my show. And I recognized it was foreign. And she said, we're on in Romania, and here are the times. Your time will be this. Our time is this. And this is what I want to talk to you about. And I said, okay, fine. So we're talking before we're going on the air. And she says, I'm so lucky to have you on the air. And I thought she was flattering my ego. No, she was telling me she was so lucky to have me on the air because their chief censors in Romania were hesitant about letting me on the air because I dared to talk about things like self-determination, freedom, that the people are in charge, not the leaders. And they didn't like those ideas. And she mentioned somebody who a lot of people recognize this name. She said, yeah, I was really gratified when General Petraeus said we could have you on. I said, Petraeus? She said, talking about American general? Guy that was kind of drummed out of his job because he liked to shop around the corner, so to speak? And she said, yes. And I said, what do you mean he said it was okay to have me on? She goes, oh, he okays all the controversial guests. So their media is completely controlled. Mm-hmm. But then I linked this back to my knowledge of Romanian kids that I had contact with. And I learned why. They took this man who understood how things really worked and put him in charge of Romania because they have secrets to keep.
Yeah, huge secrets to keep.
That's
huge. Yeah.
There's the link right there. So what you were saying earlier about Romania, I experienced it, and then I was able to link it back to what people from Romania had been telling me all these years. But let me see how this bounces off of what you know. They're covering up two things. This is essentially, if I were to condense everything I've been told, it would basically fall into two categories. One, that there are advanced civilizations that have been on this planet before, human-oriented, human-based, but they've reached a catastrophe, something happened, a cataclysm, and they fell backwards and had to start over. And there's proof of that under Romania, and I think the Egyptian pyramids are also proof of that, too, for other reasons. And then the second one was ET contact. And not only ET contact, but the agenda behind the ET contact. Now, how does either one or both of those match up with what you know?
Well, in the Sphinx, and when you're underneath the Sphinx in Romania is huge tunnels and underground catacombs. Mm-hmm. That have incredible technology, and again, the fight of keeping this secret. Scientists have been there for years, trying to identify what they're finding. And the scientists, and I always think it's kind of interesting because the scientists always kind of puts themselves in a place that they're very advanced, and they were studying these primitive, you know, ancient, whatever you want to call it, but. When you study the ancient technology, I mean, to this day, right now, with all of our equipment, all of our electronics, all of our everything, we can't build a pyramid like they did thousands and thousands of years ago.
True.
Okay? With all of our technology. I mean, and we're pretty, you know, we're supposedly advanced. So, I think, again, it's about control. I think it's about keeping these things secret, because if the basic public knows about it, everything that we've been I think they're protecting – I'm going to really go on a limb. I think they're protecting their story. And when I say the story, we've been, you know, 2,000 years have been played this story. And this is why we see scriptures have been stripped. I mean, they tell us, but we're just too stupid to get it. The King James Version. Just look up the word version and you know where you're at. So, but see, when I say that, people are like, oh, I can't believe he's coming against the Bible. No, I'm not coming against it. I'm saying they've given you an altered version of real truth. There's more truth. There's more, and there's power in truth. God didn't, you know, if God's going to tell us that he wants us to be the sons and daughter of him, we're not going to be just driving around in little automobiles, because that's like, that's ancient. So free energy, they're protecting free energy. They don't need to sell petroleum. We don't need to be digging up our oil. That's old. That's old. But they, if as long as they can do that and they can sell it for a premium price, this goes back to the mode of greed. So there's a lot of things they're protecting, and they want us to – the biggest thing I think they're protecting is the story, is the story they've told us for 2,000 plus years. And they don't want that story to be changed by what reality is really about ready to appear. We've been warned in crop circles. We've been warned in many different areas, and we're not getting it. Maybe because we're sleeping on the job. Maybe we think that we have the right people in play to protect us. I mean, this next election is going to be a mind blower. And a part of it is going to be because they've got to protect the story. And as long as distraction exists, the story stays safe.
It's so interesting. As long as distraction stays in place, the story is okay. I agree with that. And we are seeing a lot of distraction. How much does the satanic realm enter into this?
That's a loaded gun there. It depends on if you believe in the satanic. There is dark energy. If you're dealing with the satanic level, how much do you believe? How, you know, it's kind of like if you believe that there's going to be martial law, then it somewhat starts happening. This goes back to nocebo placebo. I mean, people die because they believe in their sickness. And if you don't believe in that reality doesn't apply to you. So, so going the satanic, I mean, that's a loaded gun. I used to fully believe in the power of the devil and the power of the satanic realm. I'm not sure if I'm there anymore. I do believe there is a dark energy. I believe there could be very much negativity. But I think it's how we process and what reality we grasp. And I know I probably sound like a fruitcake, but that's okay, because I've never felt so free in my life. And think about it. As long as we believe in the satanic realm, as long as we believe in they and them controlling us, then we have something that they want us to have. And what they want us to have is a four-letter word. F-E-A-R. As long as we have that, we can do nothing. We are completely wiped out. And if they can, and this is the whole idea of a concentration camp. Let's build one concentration camp and put people in there, kill them, do a few torturous things, and we can control the world with that. Just building one concentration camp, we can control the world with that, because they go, oh, I don't want to be a part of that. And what are they controlled with? Fear. So as long as they can project, notice my word, project fear, they own us. But the day that we don't fear them, I mean, because think about it. What is the number one thing? Oh, there's actually two things, but two things that they can control us with the fear. Number one, you're going to die. Well, most people fear death, or they fear torture. But most times people pass out with a certain amount of torture. They just keel over. So then the torture is no good. So they're going to kill them. And most of the time, if they kill them, they can't get their information they want. So it's kind of a catch-22. But as long as we don't have fear and we don't bow down to fear, we already succeed. We already are ahead of their curve. And that's the biggest thing. And they know the energy patterns. They know what's really going on. So they know there is a supreme power that is not fearful, that is not angry, that is not hateful, that is not any of these things that the dark energy has. And if we embrace that, they can't even touch us. They can't even we would go into superhuman powers. But people go, oh, man, you know, Ronnie's lost it. He's really reading the wrong books. Well, you know, that's fine. But I'll tell you, when I was under the fear realm, it doesn't turn me on because it's all about what you can't do. I'm sick of what you can't do. I'm about what you can do. I'm sick of being sick. I'm sick of having disease. So I'm going to go on to the other side. I mean, think about it. I mean, there are people who have had near-death experiences and seen the other side and said, we're in the wrong realm here. It's a whole different ballgame. They're excited to come back and tell people the truth. But they get silenced immediately. All the good is always silenced by they and them that's controlling the fear. That's how it goes down.
And that is, I do agree that fear paralyzes, and so does ignorance. And I see them using both sides of these concepts to control the masses. I totally agree. And I think I see where you're taking us with the notion that for these people to control us, we have to grant them permission.
Yes.
I do see that now.
Yes.
Because your own intentionality can take over if you don't give away your power to choose.
Yeah, we allow it. We allow what's going on. I mean, It's funny. Here's all these people in Hollywood, and they're fighting with each other over, you know, stupid stuff. You know, and you look at racism, and they're promoting all of the stuff that is against. They're promoting it in Hollywood. They're promoting it in the government, and they lie every hour on the hour. You know, oh yeah, Trump's a great guy. Well, how come he didn't take care of health care? How come he didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton? You know, so I go, you know, is he better than these guys? Yeah, he probably is, but he's still not squeaky clean because he didn't do his job right off the get. Is he going to win another term? I think he is.
I don't know. We've imported a lot of people who are going to get driver's licenses and then be able to vote. And I even did a podcast on this, Ronnie. I said pretty soon the entire planet Earth will be voting in our election. We just have
it's
to issue
true.
Driver's licenses. It's ridiculous.
But the kicker is, we're really not voting. I believe voting went out years ago. They you know, when Bush won, you know, George W. Bush, he shouldn't have won, and he won. I mean, I think they've been tweaking things for a very long time. I'm not sure if our votes really count. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm too far down the conspiracy theory road. I don't know, but I mean, you think about some of the people that could be running. I mean, to me, anyway, that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
Interesting. So what are some things that we can do to apply what we have talked about to improving where we're at? How do we increase our power of intentionality? That's basically what I'm asking.
Okay, I'll give you a good one. Breathe. People go, oh, that's cheese. No, it's not cheese. I'm telling you, I have never been a breath person. I mean, I've been a breath person when it comes to talking a lot. You know, I have a lot of breath there. But as a personal breather, somebody that really breathes, I've never been a part of that. You know, somebody say, oh, Ronnie, take some deep breaths. Okay, I'm done. You know, that's not how you breathe. So when you breathe, it changes the chemistry of your body. Changes the chemistry of your body. So you 5 seconds taking a breath in, you go, that's not 5 seconds. That's not 5 seconds. 5 seconds taking it in through your nose. Okay, through your nose. Why is it important? Because number one, your nose is a filter. Number two, nitric oxide is released. Things change in your chemistry. So 5 seconds coming in. Hold it for just 1 second, let it out, 5 seconds coming out. You need to do about 10 of those, and you'll have a whole different frame of mind because you're resetting your body. Now, you're not resetting it to where, okay, now I don't have diabetes anymore. Okay, now I don't have high blood pressure. That's not what I'm talking about. You're resetting your body as far as inflammation goes. You're resetting your body when it comes to stress. And when you down your stress, you start seeing things differently. So let me just help somebody real quickly, and then we can go where we need to go with depression. How many people have depression? Almost everybody in the room would probably raise their hand and say, yeah, I have some kind of form of depression. How would you like to get rid of that depression? How would you like to have that depression have no power over you? The first thing you do is you say, okay, what's depressing you? So you think about some of the things that are negative, your trauma. Usually traumas are what brings us to a depression. So things that we can't control, things that are out of our grasp. So take that and put it in front of you. And when I say put it in front of you, don't go over it, you know, well, my mom did this, my dad did this, and you go into the whole thing and you're crying. And I'm not saying that. Bring it to your forefront where you can see it. And then I want you to close your eyes and do the breath that I just talked about 10 times. And think about it. Just kind of look at that, whatever's in front of you. Look at it at the same time. What this will do, this exercise will do, first of all, you're going to see and be amazed. But what this exercise will do is it will release, because what that trauma has done, there's actually, it's connected into your body tissue. We're 70% water, so there's memory. So what you're doing is you're breathing this out and you're releasing the memory. And when you release the memory, you're still going to remember the trauma, but you're going to be releasing the pain. When you release the pain, all of a sudden, this is pain is what kicks into our depression. Pain of something that didn't go right, something that, you know, hurts us, whatever, hurt our feelings, blah, blah, blah. This all brings us to depression. You know, something that we've been told, you can't do this, blah, blah, blah. Okay? Brings it forward, pulls the pain out of it. So now you look at the trauma and you say, yeah, I can see the trauma, but for some reason, it doesn't affect me now. What a thought.
That is very, very powerful. Very powerful. And do you think these are some of the secrets that they uncovered with what's under the Sphinx in Romania?
The breath work, probably not. But as far as how to use the breath, maybe.
Well, I was thinking more like artificial means to apply some of these concepts.
Yes, yes. And
you said they could scan your, and we had a discussion where we went on air, they could scan you and know your entire DNA.
Yes, yes. But what if you can change your DNA?
Well, that's interesting,
Yeah.
Maybe shape-shifting is real after all, huh?
Well, there's a lot to what we're talking about. I mean, we're just kind of sketching the surface. But and I'm not a pro at this. I can only go with what I've learned. And I'm one of those skeptical guys, have been for a very long time. If I'm going to teach something, I got to believe in it and I got to know it works.
Right.
If it doesn't work, I could care less about it. It's like you're wasting my time. So when somebody says, okay, you can bring this breath to the front of you and you can breathe through it and it will release pain, I go, okay, sounds good. Let's try it. And I'll take, you know, let me see. Ronnie's got a trauma. I've got a ton of them. So I'll put a trauma here. This one pains me pretty bad. I'll breathe through it and let's see if they're right. And sure enough, they're right. So then I think, well, then this is just one thing out of 1,000 things to learn. So if we can change our body chemistry, if we can change what releases in our body, our own pharmacy inside of our body, think of that, people, you could change your blood pressure. And this is something that I've watched Chinese teachers and healers change their blood pressure, change to where they're almost dead, where they just, their heart is almost not even beating. I've seen it. And this happens usually in the warrior realm. So this is something that we Americans need to learn. And if we could learn this, change your thoughts, change your world. So if you, and how many times you go, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. How many times do you think that? You know, you're going to go play baseball. I like to play baseball. So you go play baseball. And the guy comes up and he's a bad boy pitcher. You go, I can't hit his ball. Right there, you're done.
Yeah, that's true. That's where intentionality comes in.
Absolutely.
Ronnie, we got about 2 minutes left in this broadcast. And if I don't do this, I'm doing the audience a disservice. You represent a company that you own the company that has done a lot of good for a lot of people. And I hear from people from our audience that have taken on your products. Let's choose one right now and talk about its benefits.
How about bee pollen? Because it's the newest product. I mean, if you're going to get detox, you want the tea, but let's move on to the bee pollen. Bee pollen is one of the newest items. It is organic bee pollen, by the way. And if you like bee pollen, I'm going to go right to the quick of it, what it does, because that people, you know, there's a lot of neat things about bee pollen you should learn, but let's just go to what it does. It has a good effect on the composition of your blood. Mm-hmm. It's an allergy relief, okay? So that's pretty cool. And it protects you and fights intruders and intruders that go into your body and kill you, that kind of intruder. Let's see, what else does it do? It gives you physical stamina and strength. Watch your cholesterol in a good way, because bee pollen will do some really good stuff for you. Here's one I like. Aids in reducing inflammation. It is an immune builder and helps with women's stuff. And it helps with nutrient utilization. So these are powerful tools. It's all organic, so there's no crud inside of it. And we actually have it on sale for another week or so. So you want to go to the website, getthetea.com, getthetea.com. And can I mention my YouTube channel here, Dave?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, it's interesting.
So some of the stuff we're talking about with self-healing, because supplements are great. But I'll tell you right now, supplements are not going to heal you. They're going to help you. Good water is not going to heal you. It's going to help you. A good change in your diet, that's not going to heal you. It's going to help you. So with this being said, there's some stuff that will actually, how you think, can heal you. And I'm going to be going over that in my YouTube channel. And I kind of resurrected it, so it's about 3 years old. But anyway, long story short, it's called Health Matters Now. Health Matters Now. You can go there, and I'm going to be teaching. I've got some fun stuff up there, too. You know, you'll get to see the Get to Tea Car, all kinds of neat stuff that's kind of fun. But now I'm going to be getting into the self-help stuff. And if you want to learn some of the stuff that I'm talking about and go deep, you can come to that channel.
Health Matters Now, and that's your YouTube channel. And GetToTea.com is where you go for the bee pollen. Ronnie, really interesting stuff. Different kind of topics today, but really interesting. And I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.